I was on a flight from LaGuardia to Palm Beach, just coming down for the week to visit my parents. And I slept actually most of the flight down. And Captain made, you know, an announcement that we were starting, that we would start our descent soon, and the weather, and that we'd possibly see the shuttle. And then a little while later, he said, "Look out to the east side of the plane, and you could see the space shuttle passing through the clouds." And I had my iPhone in my hand. I use it as an iPod as well, and opened the photo app and started taking pictures.
How was it seeing it? You a big shuttle follower, or was it just for fun? Or,
well, I mean, I grew up, you know, following it. I'm not a big NASA person. My first memory of the space program was probably in, I don't remember, third or fourth grade, was the Challenger accident. I've been into it ever since, but nothing that I follow on a regular basis. I didn't even realize that the shuttle was launching that day. I knew that the launch had been scrapped, but I didn't know that I would have a chance to see history.
I think it actually is history. It's great because it's, you know, there's only like, I guess, one more flight after this, maybe two. I think they're still debating that. And the video that you shot in the pictures, I was looking at the video online. It's like, you know, you see it emerging from, you know, coming from the clouds and going up. It's a beautifully clear video and everything. It's, I'm sure that will go down, you know, that they'll keep in archives for lifetimes to come.
Yeah, my photos were actually just picked up by the AP.
Oh, nice. Yeah. you're getting famous. how does it feel? Are you excited about all this?
It's exciting. It's overwhelming. It's unexpected. I mean, I, you know, got off the plane and I sent a tweet to my followers, just a joking tweet about my flight. And next thing I know, my phone is just going crazy with messages from my Twitter followers, from other people. I use the application called Echo Phone for Twitter on my iPhone, and I enabled it to get the messages, you know, to my phone, and I had to turn it off because it was just killing my battery, and I couldn't keep up with all of it.